The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Every Thursday, we check in with Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. She is on our guest line this morning. Welcome in. How are you?
I'm doing well, Joey. Hope you're doing well, too.
I am doing very well. Looks like it's going to be another bright, sunny Thursday. So that's a good thing.
That is a very good thing.
Yep. Yesterday, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, their committee that they're trying to decide what the next step is on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Yesterday, they did not make a decision, saying they didn't have quite enough information yet on what to do. You know, they paused the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. How might this affect our schedule here in South Carolina in getting people vaccinated?
Well, you know, Joey, we were counting on those numbers coming in like always. And when you're going to pull back, it slows down. The good thing is Moderna continues to go up and Pfizer continues to go up. And so, you know, we're hoping that, you know, more come online so that everybody who wants a vaccine can get vaccinated quickly. So we're just gonna have to kind of wait and see what's going to happen at the federal level, because that is who distributes all those vaccines to us.
Right. Right. But if they're not able to get these back in safely, then it could affect it, though, overall, right? Because yeah, we were counting on a certain number of the Johnson & Johnson to be out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, we'll continue to push forward. The good thing is a lot of those were being used in pop-up sites. You know, places where they were doing big things. So the normal appointment that you're having at the hospital or CVS will not be as impacted. So I don't want people to get overly concerned. We're gonna keep pushing forward, and you know, we fight every week to get the most vaccines that we can get here in our state.
Yeah. Also, we're still seeing people who are hesitant to get the vaccine. And one of the most recent polls, the Monmouth University Polling Institute, they say that by far, this is pretty much coming from Republicans, people who identify with the Republican Party. 43% of Republicans that were asked in this poll say they will not take the vaccine. What's your response to that? And what is the message that you guys from the governor's office may have to Republicans who are hesitant to take the vaccine?
So Joey, this is what I tell everybody that asks about the vaccine. It's something that you have to consult with your doctor on. I mean, that's who you should believe. You know, I think it's sad that the medical community has been hijacked by the Democrats. They used science and medicine back when President Trump was trying to push through the vaccine to get people skeptical about it. So they raised all this skepticism, right? And now they're trying to turn it all around. But I have been constant with, you should sit down with your doctor. You trust your doctor. He knows your health history. And rely on him to give you the best advice. Don't rely on CNN. Don't rely on the news. Don't rely on what you read on Facebook. Rely on your doctor. He's going to have the most current information, the most current studies. He's going to guide you in the right direction. So, Joey, that's what I encourage everybody to do.
Yeah. Some interesting findings from this Monmouth poll. The poll found that about half of the adult population has already received at least one dose of one of the vaccines. About 65% said they would get the vaccine as soon as they're able. 67% of Democrats are vaccinated as opposed to 36% of Republicans. 47% who identify as independents are vaccinated. And more in the white community. 54% of those who've already received it are white with 45% non-white. So there's also a disconnect within those minority communities as well.
Exactly. That's why we've been really trying to make sure that we get the vaccine out there. A lot of times, especially in South Carolina, that affects a lot of our rural communities. It's just lack of access. So the governor has focused very hard on keeping up to date every day on, you know, how we're getting vaccines out there. We have mobile health vans that are, you know, going in those areas and distributing vaccines. So, you know, a lot of those things we're trying to address here locally. But Joey, I thought you and I today, what did you think about the governor's comment about the NCAA the other day?
Yes. Well, I'm right in there with him. Yes, absolutely.
I know. Well, I just know you being a sports guy like you are, I thought that would be something I just had to get your opinion on.
Well, you know, look, about everything that Governor Master says, he very seldom do I disagree with things that he comes up with. Occasionally, but very seldom. so he's right on it. You know, sports is just crazy how much sports and politics seems to be intertwining right now. You know, we've been talking this morning about, of course, Major League Baseball. The big question, Representative Buddy Carter from Georgia, introduced legislation yesterday. It's called the Community Protection and Sports Act, asking that these small businesses in Georgia be reimbursed because Major League Baseball pulled the All-Star game.
I think that's a great thing, you know, because that's always who gets hurt when big corporations, big associations do that. And the governor was spot on when he said, if they want to make laws, then they should run for office.
Right.
And they should stop doing it from the purview that they're sitting on. And I think that was a great statement. And, you know, we saw that if you think about North Carolina with the RNC, with the lockdown, it was really hard for the RNC to pull away because they were locked into contracts.
Right.
They were locked into contracts at hotels and with dining facilities and things like that. We should make sure that, you know, all those same guidelines are followed no matter who's trying to pull out and for what reasons.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, and the governor's right. There's too much crossover of sports intertwining with politics. And the governor's right. You know, run for governor. You know, or run for lieutenant governor, run for state legislature or whatever. But, you know, the MLB, the NCAA, all these groups, they're just becoming way too political. People want to watch sports. They want to watch baseball. They want to watch football, basketball, golf. And they don't want these commissioners interfering with that. Stick to your sport and let the politicians stick to politics.
You're absolutely right. And I think, unfortunately, we all know about the media. But, you know, when LeBron James came out strong against cities and things like that. But then when it was asked why he goes to play in China, you know, there was all this hatred and oppression, it was crickets. And nobody reported on that. So you have all these people that are standing up with this righteous stance. But then they'll go to China and play where you have these humanitarian issues that are happening daily out in the open, and they won't address that.
Well, and at the very least, if the NCAA and wants to comment on something, or if the Major League Baseball commissioner wants to comment on something, they should at least read the bill, be familiar with the legislation, rather than just commenting on what they think it means.
Exactly. Exactly right.
Yes. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, always good to check in, and we will do it again next week.
Thanks, Joey. I hope you have a great weekend. Everybody stay safe out there.
You too. Be safe.